on Turmoil. MDC, just MDC they're going by these days, but that's from their album Millions of Damned Christians. We heard Massacred and Dismembered Culture. They'll be playing up at the Anthrax Friday night and at Sundance on Saturday night. Playing with them will be the following band, The Witnesses. This is My Town here on Turmoil.
Time is
Good evening. You're listening to Turmoil. With me on the phones this evening is the San Francisco band The Witnesses. The band's been around since 1979. Why don't you guys say hello to the audience?
Hello to the audience.
Big question I'm going to ask the band is, you've been around since 1979. Why did it take so long to get an album out?
They're throwing the question to me.
Why don't you throw it to Dave?
This is Dave, Dick.
It just took a long time. We went through a couple of different, band members, and we split up for about a year, and we all got back together and then changed a few band members, and it's just taken us a while to do it. You know, we spent a lot of time in the studio working on the stuff, and had, financial problems, so we all had to, stop, put this project on hold, and go make some money, and come back.
Now, Dave, you and Bill are the original members of the band. How did you guys pick up Cito and Gino?
A bar.
Actually, that's kind of true. This is Bill. About five years ago, Dave and I decided to actually, the Witnesses started in 79, and then we played through 81, and then we broke up, and Dave and I were doing other musical things in the city, and then we came back together around 83 and decided we wanted to start back up again. And we ran into Gino Tianaro at a wedding of a mutual friend, and he pushed on us that he wanted to play with us, and he thought he was the best bass player, and he came in and became part of the band. We didn't know that he never played bass before, but he was an experienced guitarist, and he just grooved right into it just fine. And so we stayed with him, and Cito came along 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, and he was an old fan of the Witnesses, and just by luck came about, and we needed another guitarist, so he just filled in real fine. And because we played in San Francisco for a while, and supported all the major San Francisco headliners we had at the time, I guess the Offs, they came to New York, you ever hear of them?
Right.
And the Dead Kennedys and the Mutants, and this is in the, and Agent Orange and Husker Du and 999, and that's history, and we became a band. And the recording problems, you go in there and start a project. We had a problem with an old manager, we won't even mention his name, which we were all into, getting a project finished, and then he, f***ed off, and so it's just been, right now, it takes to try to get good quality in your own cash. It's really expensive.
The new album you have is called Scene of the Crime. Did the songs cover the history of the band, or were they all written new for the album?
Oh, no, they're pretty old. Fade Away is about our oldest song. I wrote that one in, 83. And a lot of them were, are pretty old songs.
Why don't we give a listen to Fade Away?
I want.
Fade Away by The Witnesses here on Turmoil. I have on the phone the band. They're currently on tour, meeting up with MDC, I believe, in Boston, right?
Yeah, that's right, at the Green Street Station.
Good friend of ours.
Now, you guys actually met way back in San Francisco in a place called The Vat.
Yeah, that's right. That's much where The Witnesses got revitalized to
The
Vat.
The beginnings
of everything, yeah. And that was the Old Ham Brewery, which was a local bottle, you know, local beer out here, and they just abandoned the place, and some people thought of it as just like the, you know, the international youth hostel there. You'd have shows on weekends, it'd be influx of all these squatting type kids, but actually there were bands in there that had paid monthly rent and rented out a vat, which was about, you know, 50 feet by 10 feet and kind of rounded on the edges.
And stunk.
And it smelled like beer.
Is it true most of the bands actually lived in the vats at the same time?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that lived there. We were lucky, born and raised in San Francisco, we had our own place to home to, but...
We had our own vats to go home to.
It would smell like beer every day, though.
So what was the times around then in the vat? What was it like playing in there with all these, you know, a lot of punk bands trace themselves back to the vat?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny because, you know, we'd been playing for quite a while, and we started to let our hair grow and stuff, and we didn't think we'd be that accepted, you know? I didn't anyway, but
yeah.
We were. It was great.
They would just get a lot of support from, you know, MDC, and at that time the Dicks were there also, and
Slug Lords.
I don't know if you ever heard, they were a San Francisco
right
punk band, and there was DRI rehearsed there. So it has a lot of the hardcore bands, and we were just, you know, they just really were supportive of us, though we weren't in their exact genre all the time, you know, as far as the type of music.
I think it was due to the location too that got everyone together.
We're just nice guys, that's the problem. That's how it worked out.
This is No Way to Run from The Witnesses.
All right.
No Way to Run from The Witnesses. The Witnesses are on the phone right now. They'll be playing up at the Anthrax on Friday, the 3rd of this week. Saturday the 4th will be at the Sundance. Sunday the 5th at City Gardens in Trenton. And Monday night the 6th at Tin Pan Alley in New York City.
Right.
Now, you're playing with MDC. There's some word that MDC took one of your guitar players.
They didn't take him. well, we gave him to him.
Basically, it was a trade. They got our third round pick, you know. Eric. No, we're
going over the air, guys.
Yeah, Eric Calhoun, Eric the guitar player for MDC.
He's a babe. No, he's cool. He was our old guitar player.
Just didn't work out. He fell asleep on too many BART trains to Concord out here, which is our version, not even our version of the subway.
There's a sport out here. It's you fall asleep on BART trains and see how many times you can go from one part of the Bay Area to the other without really knowing about it. He's the originator of that.
Yeah, he has his own cult now, but that's enough. That's enough on Eric. What's next?
So you really don't want to talk about him then. What's it like that your music really isn't punk, sort of like MDC punk, and here you are touring with, like, you know, what's, you know, thought of as the punk band, MDC. You see any surprises? I mean, a lot of people coming to see MDC, they haven't really heard of the Witnesses out here on the East Coast. And
you can thrash, too, really hard.
Well, you know, we're going to mix in the Nowhere to Runs, the Machine Guns, and the Cowboy Song. And we, you know, I think we're going to give those kids enough to bounce their heads about. You know, I'm kind of leery about it as far as the acceptance for when we do get kind of poppy. But what the hell, they're going to see it's real, you know, it's what we feel. Good stuff still.
Okay, you brought up Machine Gun. Why don't we give a listen to that cut? Machine Gun from the Witnesses. We have the Witnesses on the phone here on Turmoil, talking with Dave, Cito, Bill, and Gino. I hear you guys are in a movie.
Yeah, that's and Machine Gun has a lot to do with that. Dave,
that's the theme song from this
this movie called Black Fury, and they just got financing, and they're going to like start filming it next year sometime. And it should be out like June or July of 89.
Yeah, it's a black and white urban teenage exploitation film. It has to do with incestual relationships between and whatever.
And
I'm
boxing.
Not getting, and boxing. A lot of it has to do with betting on boxing in the back
and
in the garages of the Mission District in San Francisco. Yeah, we're one of a few bands that are actually on that. But we got the theme song with Machine Gun.
How did you guys get involved with that project? Did the producer of the film approach you?
Yeah, they heard this. They heard the some record store was playing a tape of ours, and the guy walked in and goes, "Wow, cool! I want it," and got it. It's easy.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's a lot. Japan is the big financiers of this, and so hopefully, you know, maybe one of these days.
You get over to Japan, you saying?
Yeah, right. Just like everybody else gets to go.
I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to talk.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Suffocating.
witnesses with Destruction here on Turmoil. And give you these songs we heard during the interview in order. Started off with My Town, Fade Away, Nowhere to Run, Machine Gun, and Destruction. Thanks to the band for taking the time out to talk. Also, thanks to everyone at Razor X Records for help setting up the interview. And hopefully you'll remember some information from this interview, because hopefully next week we'll be giving away some records. And I'm going to ask a question about one of the points brought up in that interview. So hopefully you'll listen real close. That's going to wrap it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next Wednesday night with another edition of Turmoil. Coming up right after this, Dave Klein, he'll take you into the early morning hours. We're going to end up with the band the Witnesses are touring with, MDC. This is from their latest album. This is going to be Mao Tse Tung from MDC. Have yourselves a safe and a good week.
From a Greenpeace report on the Nuclear Free Seas campaign, these are the words of the editor of Greenpeace magazine, Andre Carruthers. In 1987, Greenpeace launched an international campaign to alert policymakers and the public to the dangers posed by the arms race at sea. Our offices around the world are preparing studies on the implications of a radioactive spill or reactor meltdown in coastal cities and monitoring the transport of nuclear weapons at sea. Greenpeace's Nuclear Free Seas campaign is urging that nuclear navies adopt limits on the scope and nature of naval exercises and nuclear weapons deployments, and we are encouraging